Our next speaker is Latifa, and she's going to speak about Rosetta Hub Seeds, a programmable, collaborative, web-based spreadsheet for R, Python, and Spark. Latifa.
Thank you very much, Yanis. So basically, I'm here to present to you the Rosetta Hub Sheets, which is an important tool of the Rosetta Hub platform. So the first question is, why Rosetta Hub? Why the Rosetta Hub platform? The Rosetta Hub platform aims to solve many of the issues which data scientists face. So the first one is the interoperability between tools. So how can I work with R, Python, Spark, and create one single program that uses all of these tools together? The other one is the Rosetta Hub platform is a multi-language, intuitive, reactive programming environment. So it allows you to create interactive applications and data analysis pipelines on spreadsheets on top of your data and algorithms. The platform is also a seamless DevOps platform for data scientists. This is better. Thank you. So it allows you to deploy your data science applications on the web without having any prior IT knowledge. And it allows reproducibility also, and reproducibility feature is a centric part of the platform. So it allows anyone, say for example, a professor who wants to teach a course to have, yeah, is it better? So reproducibility is quite centric in the platform, which means it allows, say for example, a professor to create the baseline for his students without asking them like to download files or to install software, etc. It's also a Google Docs-like environment for data scientists, so it allows everyone to collaborate real time. I like Google Docs, so do like, for example, co-editing of code. It integrates seamlessly with the Microsoft Office, so we have add-ins for Excel, so VBA add-ins, and for Word. It's also a rich object-oriented programming platform. It allows anyone to call R and Python from object-oriented programs like Java and C Sharp. And it allows, of course, scalability, which is quite an issue. So, for example, if you want to deploy your application at scale, generally you need very strong technical knowledge. And the platform allows you to create pools which automatically process the data for you. So the platform is also a cloud broker. So it allows you to deploy your applications on any cloud using your cloud credentials. And so it's available on public clouds like AWS and Google Cloud, and can also be deployed on OpenStack. And of course, the whole platform is accessible through R, Python, Java, VBA, and C Sharp. And we have a full R package, which allows you, for example, to create the infrastructure with simple R command lines, to connect to your infrastructure, and to send scripting code from your local machine and control everything. So at the heart of the application part lies the Rosetta Hub engine, which is basically a multi-personality process that runs on a Docker container, which is inside your virtual machine, which, as we said, could be on a public or private cloud. And it allows real-time collaboration on the same data science workbench. It's also accessible through the same R package, a Python module, a VBA add-in, Java SDK, JavaScript modules, etc. And it makes reactive programming easy. The engine can talk, of course, simultaneously to R, Python, Java, SQL, Wolfram language. Basically, it has an open architecture. and it allows users to create programs which can be a mashup of all these tools. And the platform is also, as we said, a DevOps platform, so it would allow you to deploy your Shiny apps or any other third-party applications like Jupyter Notebooks on the platform with access control and with security. And as we said, the Rosetta Hub sheets are an important part of the Rosetta Hub engine. They are a bi-dimensional representation model of code, formulas, widgets, images. Basically, you can put almost anything on in Rosetta Hub cells. They live inside the Rosetta Hub engine, and they have in-memory access to R and Python capabilities. They are also represented by an SQL table, so you can query the sheets to know what's inside the sheets, and you can update them with simple SQL comments. Each cell in the sheets can also have scripting code, so it can have R, Python, SQL code, etc. So they can be used like notebook cells. And in this case, you will have notebook which is bi-dimensional, where you can put your code anywhere you want. It includes conditional formatting. We can also put some visualization widgets inside the spreadsheet. You can dock them in the cells inside the spreadsheet. it is basically events driven and collaborative, and allows you to get control of your spreadsheet via APIs and SDKs. So to have a real view of what all this means, let's go for a quick demo of the capabilities of the Rosetta Hub platform. So first I need to connect to the Rosetta Hub website. Oh, yes. Thank you. It will be a bit. Yeah, let's see. Okay. So I will sign in as me. And this is a little bit. Hold on. Okay, so I'm signed in, but let's see if I can put it back. All I had to do is put my login password. It's quite difficult when it's in that screen. Here it takes me to the basic console of Rosetta Hub, where I have an engine which is running, which is called Demo Use R. I also have some S3 volumes, which are AWS S3 volumes for storing my data. And it also shows me my cloud keys. So I have keys for AWS, I have keys for Google Cloud, and I also have keys for Oro, which is an OpenStack OpenStack-based cloud. Sorry? Yeah. This way? Okay, let's leave it like this. So to connect to my running engine, all I need to do is click here. It's a little bit slow. Yeah. So I think I have some internet issues to fix that. Ah, okay, finally, it's coming. Basically, this is my workbench. I have a console which talks different languages. It's still loading. I have the spreadsheet in the background, which is it's going to get soon. So here I can inquire on the variables, which variables I have. So I can see the variables here. And it's basically a little bit slow. Yeah. It's very slow internet. Yeah, so as I said before, we have, this is the Rosetta Hub sheet, which I have created just by selecting here a spreadsheet with this button. And inside the spreadsheet, I have cells where I can input my code and I can execute the code and evaluate it. So I can evaluate like this. Let's move this here so I can send it to the console, for example, like this. So my code got executed and I got print finished, so it's run okay. This code also, I executed it the same way. So basically my engine already knows about all my variables because I already run the code before coming. And what I have done in this code is I have a function which calculates the volatility of two stocks and calculates it on a running period. And the number of observations for that running period here is the variable n. So to create like an application, all what I had to do is to create a macro. So I go to data, macros, and I created a basic macro. So I have this dialog which tells me, okay, what's the condition? Then here I can put n, which is means any change in variable n will trigger an action, which is calculate y as r norm of n, right?
Is it possible to increase the text size?
It's quite hard to think that. Ah, that's right. Let's see. Is this better?
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, all I had to do is this: is fill this. I put n, and then I said, when n is changed, please run my function, which is calc of n. And that function recalculates the running volatility for the specified period that I want. So here for you, we can also run this one, which will create y, which is r norm of n, and click OK. And now if I change my variable n, I put n equals, for example, 170 days, then my graph will change. Okay, I could not see it here. Let's do it again. So let's put n equals 50. You see that my graph changes real time with the change in variable n. And also, as we said, we have another macro, so the variable y would have gotten computed. So let's just have a look at y. I have some, yeah. So my variable y got recomputed. It has r norm of n, so you can see 50 columns in here, 50 rows in here. And also, as we said, we can connect to all this through an Excel spreadsheet. So all we need to do is install the Rosetta Hub add-in. So here I have a basic sheet, which I should be showing. Let's see. Okay. I just... Where? Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so this spreadsheet has already a menu, which is basically inside the add-in, and I can reconnect to the platform like this. It will ask me for my login and password. So I put them here. So now it's telling me that I have an engine which is running, so I will just connect to the engine. Okay, so it's saying you are connected to the engine here. All right. So yeah, it found another sheet which I don't want to show. Basically sheet one is already connected through sheet one is already connected to the Rosetta Hub engine. And here I have created a data link of the variable n. As you remember, n is 50. When I change n here, I can't show you very well because the screen, everything is not. So if I change n here, it will change automatically n, and it will recalculate my graph. So basically, yeah, we can see the graph which is shown here, and any change of the variable n will re-update my graph. I can also send command lines to the console. I can ask what are my variables, so I put Ctrl+Shift+C for console, and it's giving me the list of all my variables. So basically, I can map completely my engine spreadsheet through an R spreadsheet, and I can create some fancy applications on Excel that I can distribute just by sending the spreadsheet to someone. If that someone is clicking here, then it will update the Rosetta Hub engine application. So just to summarize everything. Unfortunately, I didn't have my full demo because I switched PCs, so I had to show you something quite simple. But let's go back to the presentation. So, yeah, what is available right now is a package that you can download. And we have also, of course, the add-in that you can install. We have also the Rosetta Hub desktop application. The application allows the spreadsheet to connect real-time to the Rosetta Hub engine so that any change of, say, the variable n will impact immediately the spreadsheet. And the desktop app also allows any user to use, like, PuTTY, WinSCP, FileZilla to interact directly with the engine with a single click without needing to look for connection passwords and details. Right. So at the current stage, the Rosetta Hub is in beta version, but we're already in talks with the four universities who, through the program, which is AWS Educate, would like to use the platform for teaching and doing their research. We're also working with the Leibniz Supercomputing Center, which is basically the supercomputing center which covers the whole region of Bavaria in Germany. And we will start giving access to their Open Nebula Cloud for any researcher through the Rosetta Hub platform. That's it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We have time for one quick question before we close the session. Yes, please.
So one of the big issues with spreadsheets is when you show the user the value in the cell or the contents of the formula. So I see you have a sort of coding cell.
Yes.
So have you worried a lot about how, like, when you show the code and when you show the result of the code?
Yeah. actually, the cells could be code cells or could be cells which are not linked to any specific language. So you can, for each cell, put, I want this cell to talk R, or I want this cell to talk Python. And if you send the command, it will be sent to R or Python. But if the cell doesn't have any attached language, then it would just be a number cell or image cell. Okay. So.
If the code returns an output, then what happens then? What do you get shown in the cell? Do you see the code, or where's the output go?
If you get some output, which is what exactly?
Like, say, the code was printing something.
Yes. You basically get it in the cell below it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not showing in the same cell. But we have also, as I wanted to show you, we have also notebook cell widgets where the result of the cell is shown inside the cell. So it would be like, Jupyter notebook or any standard notebook. And you can also embed those cells, which are HTML widgets, inside your cells.
Right, let's check with him again.